بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قاتل في سبيل الله من رجل مسلم فواق ناقة وجبت له الجنة. هذا معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: A Muslim who fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the time it takes between two milkings of a camel, Jannat becomes wajib for him. وَمَنْ جُرِحَ جُرْحًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَنُكِبَ نَكْبَةً فَإِنَّهَا تَجِيهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَأَخْزَرِ مَا كَانَتْ لُونُهَا الزَّعْفَرَانِ وَرِيحُهَا كَالْمِسْكِ. رواه أبو داود. And the one who suffers any injury or is afflicted by any misfortune in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will appear on the day of Qiyamah. Any affliction, any harm, any hurt that this person receives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will appear on the day of Qiyamah as the severest as it ever was. And then its color will be the color of saffron, za'faran, saffron, and its fragrance will be the fragrance of musk. So this injury will be fresh on the day of Qiyamah, fresh, that injury that a person had received, and that person had been injured would, and that injury itself won't have, the color will be the same, it will be the color of saffron. The previous hadith we did, it will be the color of blood. In this hadith, it will be the color of za'faran, saffron, but the smell will be the smell of musk. What honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person who has got injured in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be a thing of pride. Like how in this world, a person has got a beautiful house, a person has got beautiful children, a person has got beautiful grandchildren, a person has got a nice car. These are things of pride. On the day of Qiyamah, that car won't be a means of pride, that house won't be a means of pride, that grandchildren won't be a means of pride. But that wound that person got in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a thing of pride. That for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I was injured. What a beautiful smell will be emanating, what a beautiful color will be there. And this is for everyone to see. This person has got injured in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in a battle and his finger, small finger, had got injured. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that level of tawazu and humility that he had, he just played it down completely. He said, Hal anti illa isba'in damiti wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti. You are nothing but one small finger. Isba'in damiti, one small finger that is bleeding. And that too, wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti. And what has afflicted you is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's the big deal if you got injured? What's the big deal if I got hurt? So here from this ulama I explain that when a person also gets injured and he gets hurt also, then the first thing he should psychologically play it down. People, what happens when they sometimes get hurt and they get injured? More the problem instead of the physical injury is the psychological injury. Oh, I'm so sick, I'm so injured, I'm so hurt. And now it becomes a bigger thing because psychologically they are playing it up. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is playing it down. So, Alanti illa isba'in damiti. You are nothing but one finger that has got injured. And that too, وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا لَقِيْتِ. You got injured, blood is coming out. And that is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn something from here. That when a person wants to get better, a person wants to get recover from his injury, one of the things he needs to do is psychologically, he needs to be strong. Psychologically, when a person is strong, it will help also in his recovery. But when a person is all the time negative, and that also will have negative consequences on his recovery. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, marra rajulun min ashabi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shi'bin fihi huyaynatun min ma'in azbatin fa'ajabathu faqala law i'tazaltu an-nasa fa'aqamtu fi hadha shi'bi. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that there was one person, one sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed by through a mountain pass. Shi'ab actually means that road that cuts through a mountain. So he was going through this mountain pass. One sahabi was going through this mountain pass, and when he was going there, he seen a small spring with very sweet water. So in this mountain pass that he was going through, he seen a spring with sweet water. I can imagine that time, water wasn't something that was so freely available. Even now in the desert, it's very difficult to get water. So now when a person is going through, he's enamored, he's glamored by this situation, he's seen that this is a mountain pass, there's probably a lot of greenery there also, there's water, fresh, sweet water. So one thought went through the Sahabi's mind, positive. And hadith mentions for Ajabathu, this person was dazzled, he was startled, he was impressed by the scene that he's seeing here. So beautiful water, the greenery, the mountain pass. So this impressed him. فقال رؤيا رزلت الناس فأقمت في هذا الشعر. What he thought to himself is, if I could withdraw from the people, I leave the people and I could settle down here. I make hijrat and I'll come settle down in this very beautiful scenic area. If I could leave everybody and I could settle down. وَلَنْ أَفْعَلْ حَتَّى اسْتَأْذِنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. But he said to himself, I won't do it. Although I want to make hijrat, I want to move. Not hijrat, but I want to move and come and stay here. But I won't do that until I ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now look at Sahaba, how they would think. Normally it happens, or very often it happens, a person first buys the house and then he goes and he makes mashura with his accountant. That is it the right thing for me to have done? Do I have enough finance to do it? Can I manage it? Or then he goes and asks an alim or a senior person that I've already done this, now what is your mashura? But look at Sahaba, that thought just went through his mind and then he told himself, no. You can't do this until you make mashura with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your senior is here, make that mashura with him and then you take the action. Often it happens, a person will do something and then he'll tell the doctor that I took this medicine and I took that medicine. Meanwhile, it was a wrong medicine. Or sometimes you'll find a person, he said, I thought my sugar was very low, so I bought some cool drink and I took some coke. And the next thing, he was feeling a little bit dizzy because his sugar was already high. And then he tried and pushed more sugar, he made himself more serious. The right thing for us to do in any situation is first make the mashura, and after making mashura, a person will find a lot of benefit. There is no point in doing the action and then later on coming to make mashura. That is not mashura, ulama explained, that is just ittila. Ittila means you're just informing that senior person, you're just informing that person that you're taking direction from. You haven't come for mashura. Mashura is before you do the leave all the people and come and settle down here. فَقَالَ لَا تَفْعَلْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, no, don't do that. This was the hikmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a lot of hikmat in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him. فَإِنَّ مُقَامَ أَحَدِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ فِي بَيْتِهِ سَبْعِينَ عَامًا. First thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bringing to his attention is that if you settle there, you're not going to get your namaz with jamaat. See what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him. They're not telling him about everything else. He's telling him that you're not going to get your namaz with jamaat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him in the words of the hadith, a person, فَإِنَّ مُقَامَ أَحَدِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, a person standing up in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفْضَلُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ فِي بَيْتِهِ سَبْعِينَ عَامًا, is better than him reading salat at home for 70 years. Better than 70 years of salat in your house, is standing up and reading salat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be deprived of this. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Do you not wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you and Allah Pak enters you into Jannah? Now this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style and habit. If he's seen anybody's mind going towards the dunya, immediately he will change the cause and he will put the mind towards akhirat. That should always be our condition. That all the time our focus should be on akhirat. It happens such that our focus goes temporarily towards dunya. But again, we should put it towards akhirat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, do you not love that Allah Pak must forgive you and enter you into Jannah? Ughzu fi sabilillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging him now that you should go out in the path and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man qatala fi sabilillahi fawaqa naqatin wajabat lahu Jannah. That person that fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the period of 2 milkings of a camel, I'll explain the 2 milkings of a camel just now. For the period of 2 milkings of a camel, wajabat lahul jannah, jannah becomes wajib for him. In other words, for such a short period of time, a person is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak makes jannah wajib. There's nothing wajib upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to show us that now, this, what Allah Pak will give him in return, this is the expression of hadith, wajabat lahul jannah, jannah becomes wajib for him. Ulama explain what is meant in the hadith. We see it comes often, this word, fuwaqa naqa, the between the 2 milkings of a camel. The first explanation ulama gave is that when a person is milking, then the time it takes between releasing the udder from the milk that is coming out and the time that it takes to pull the second udder, the time that it takes, that short period of time is known as the milking of the camel. The next explanation ulama gave is that what happens is when a person is milking the camel, then when he milks it and he leaves it for a short while and then he milks it again, that time that he takes, in other words, he did one milking, he leaves it for a short while, allows more milk to come into the udder, that time that he takes between these two milking is known as fuwaqa daqatin. So ulama explained that hadith is just trying to show us that for a short period of time, a person is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what he's getting in reward, wajabat lahul jannah. Therefore, we should always have this niyat in our heart that if we get a chance, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that opportunity, then we must be ready to lay our lives down, lay everything down for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One quick poem that comes to mind, I'll just mention it, that the poet says that this life of ours, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zinda kuni ata'itu. O Allah, this life that you have given us, this is a gift from you. And then warba kushi fida'itu. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have to take this life, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us to give this life for your sake. This life, this gift you have given us, O Allah, allow us to give this life wholeheartedly for you. It should be a desire of a mu'min that this gift that Allah Pak has given us, we should be prepared to give it also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has this thought in his mind that I'm happy that my life be given for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be difficult for him to give up and leave sins? That will be such an easy thing when he's prepared to give his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.